All right, Zach Osborne, I got to get this settled, this track debate here.
Yeah.
Amar told me it was awesome, maybe one of the best tracks he's ever had. AC said, eh, couldn't really flow that well. Barsha said it's really good. Where are we at?
I'm on the really good side. I think it was a proper racetrack. A lot of options. You know, like, some of the tracks get one-liney as far as, like, passing goes. But, man, there was a lot of opportunity out there. The insides and outsides, they did a good job with the insides and whatnot, you know, evening them out. So there was a lot of options, and I thought it was a great racetrack. It's hot as crap, dude.
Dude, it was hot.
It's brutal. I mean, you know, training this every day, not really. You know, it's never quite this hot because we're normally done by one or so because of that. But that second moto was an absolute suffer fest.
Good job in late in the second moto. You obviously got Marv, got yourself on the podium. We'll talk about that in a second. But the negative is that both first laps for you in both motos,
I know.
You got to work on those.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it looks good on paper that I pass people at the end of the moto, but really I'm just passing the same people that passed me in the beginning of the moto. I'm like,
especially today.
Yeah, it's been like that though. In the first moto, I was second on the start and came around on the first lap. I'm like sixth. I'm like, you know, you just blew a great start. And then I started to find my rhythm a little bit, and I had a pretty big crash out of the rollers, the sand rollers, and I got up, and then once I passed Barsha, I realized I wasn't getting to coupe, so I kind of just melded in for fifth. And then second moto, I knew I needed Marv there at the end for a podium, and I was deep, man. Like, I've sat in the shower for about the last 30 minutes to
cool. You were late to the press conference?
I was hot, man.
No, it was impressive. It was impressive, man, the way you dug deep. Did you find some better lines, you think? Or do you think this was a fitness thing?
It was a little bit both fitness. We made a huge fork change between High Point and here. So it gave me a lot more comfort to be able to ride, you know, the high pace longer. Whereas before, I had to really, really be on my game. And mentally, it kind of wore me out. And this week, we made some changes and we're able to really find something I'm comfortable with. So there's that. And then at the end, I just had some good lines. I was jumping bumps and, you know, had some really good rhythm to it. And that was a big key.
Yeah, it was an impressive ride for sure. All right, third overall, you'll take it, right, going forward?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I haven't been out of the top five in a moto so far. You know, out of 10 motos, I've been in the top five every time. I know I'm, you know, 25 or 30 points down, whatever, but if you had told me that at the beginning of the season, I would have signed up, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm happy with it.
And look forward to shifting gears this week, Alden Baker. That would be a good one.
It's going to be good because there's a lot of things like from his younger years that people don't know, you know.
Did you get him to tell the passport story?
He's going to tell the passport story. With all my heart, I'm going to try to make it.
Right.
But, yeah, it's funny. So we'll see.
Yeah, no, it'll be interesting. I think people will really dig it. People don't know him that well.
Yeah, they don't. They, you know, they see him as this, like, almost like old codger dude that is
disciplinarian guy.
Yeah. But he's not that. He's a good dude.
Good ride, man.
Thanks.